This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of the great topic, Our God is a Jealous God. As a background for our study, I call your attention to a passage we've already read in this series from Exodus chapter 34 and verse 14. For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. As we have explained in the 2 previous studies in which we've been involved on this particular topic, Our God is a Jealous God, we have pointed out that when the Bible says that God is a jealous God, this means that He will not tolerate any rival for our affections. And that means that God simply will not tolerate anything or anyone being more important to us than He is. In Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 33, the Lord Jesus Christ made clear that anyone who loves something else, some other person or some other thing, more than they love Him cannot be His disciple. I want you to think about the significance of that statement. Jesus did not say, now if you love someone or something more than you do me, it may be the case that you cannot be, that you're not my disciple, but He said, you cannot be my disciple. You see, the Bible simply puts it up to us. God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, must be first in our lives, or else we simply are not pleasing to Him. So we point out in the third place, the third major point in our study, that God is jealous not only of His deity and of His sovereignty, but He is jealous of His glory. We must so preach and live and teach as to glorify God, not ourselves. The Apostle Paul had this to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came unto you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now it's possible for those of us who preach to preach in such fashion as to cause people to be followers of us rather than followers of God. I have seen congregations that at least gave me the impression that the people were enamored of the preacher and not of the Lord Jesus Christ or of God. And when that particular preacher left, the congregation more or less disintegrated. That showed basically that their allegiance was not to the Lord Jesus Christ, but to a mere human being who stood just as much in need of salvation as did every member. Bear this in mind, that every person who preaches has just as much need for the grace and mercy of God and salvation through the blood of Christ as does any person who sits in the pew. It is the case that none of us ever rises to the point that we do not need the grace of God. The Bible makes clear in 1 John chapter 1 that if anyone says that he does not commit sin, that is, isolated acts of sin, he's simply not telling the truth. Of course, there are people who live godly lives in the sense that they live a life of walking in the light, as we read in 1 John 1 and 7. But none of us ever gets to the point that he does not commit any sin at all. And so God is jealous of His glory, and we must not glorify ourselves. As we go out to teach others, we must not teach in such fashion as to cause them to think of us more highly than they ought to think, and we ought not to think more highly of ourselves than we should. Let us all say, then, that God and only God and His Son, Jesus Christ, are worthy of our adoration, that mere leaders in religious circles are not worthy of such. And so we see that God is jealous not only of His deity and His sovereignty, but of His glory. But we'll have more to say of this next time, and I do hope that you'll be with us. I'm so glad you've been with us today. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.